This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. Seriously, I really do. I know there's a gazillion other stations, there's a gazillion other shows you could be listening to, but you chose this one. I'd like to believe that shows me how high your IQ is, but hey, what do I know? Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Wren's going to join me in a few minutes, and you know we're going to talk about what everybody else is talking about. But hey, maybe, just maybe, you'll get a different perspective here with me. And you know, head up to the website realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can buy my book. You can buy a coffee mug. There's so much you can do up on the website, seriously. And, you know, help support the show. There's a lot more ways of supporting the show than to send me an email saying, a great job, Joe. You know, I mean, I think we've talked about this a million times. Social media is really creating some havoc and hassles for guys like me and, you know, other conservatives. All right, so let's get to it. I mean, everybody already knows about, you know, Mueller and what's happening and what have you, right? But what about our buddy Avenatti? Isn't that wonderful? Did you hear what happened? Now, listen, I'm not all excited about the demise of Mr. Avenatti, you know, the creepy porn lawyer, according to Tucker Carlson. But just think about this. I mean, CNN loved this guy. This was like their man. Right? He was just a genius. They just thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. It was wonderful. And now he gets picked up today. And not for simple stuff. I mean, you're talking about, providing false tax forms to get millions and millions and millions of dollars in loan, kind of stealing money from his clients. He had a whole bunch of stuff, right? And actually, there were arrest warrants in L.A. and New York. Mostly for extortion. I wonder if CNN, how much CNN will play that up tonight. What do you think? Probably not much at all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room. Excuse me. And texting and tweeting. Yeah, mid-sentence, it's always fun, right? So anyway, Avenatti, right, the attorney best known for representing adult Trump. Yeah, I call her, you know, the poll queen, Stormy Daniels, in a lawsuit against President Trump. He was arrested on charges that included trying to shake down Nike for 25 minutes. You know, think of the guts that it takes, or stupidity, I don't know which. The guts of the stupidity it takes to want to take down Nike, to hit them up for $25 million, right? And he's threatening them with a bad... The guy doesn't have two nickels to rub together. And he's going to threaten Nike with bad publicity. Then he fires a fake shot over the bow of Nike by sending out a tweet earlier. The attorney, who also was accused of embezzling a client's money to pay his own expenses, was charged with extortion bank and wire fraud in separate cases in New York and California. Now, he's a suspected co-conspirator was identified by the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, as Garagos, a Los Angeles criminal defense lawyer, also known for his work with celebrities. CNN, which had hired him as a contributor, cut ties with him on Monday. Jeez, there's a shock. I mean, come on. They cut ties. Like, they didn't know this guy was a creep to begin with. In the span of just over 2 months last year, Avenatti appeared 108 times on just two cable news outlets, CNN and MSNBC, as the Washington Free Beacon reported he showed up on CNN 65 times and MSNBC 43 times. I mean, this guy was cranking, wasn't he? Avenatti rose to national prominence by representing Daniels, remember that? Whose real name is Stephanie Clifford. And she's not done with him yet, either, right? In fact, CNN media correspondent Brian S. Stelter, he told Avenatti last year that one reason I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news. Because that means somebody, well, heck, I've been on CNN, I've been on RT, I've been on a whole bunch of cable news networks. Should I run for president? What do you think? Huh?
No.
Joe, well, thanks a lot. Always fun. Right? And again, you look at this guy. Look at every time I saw Avenatti on TV, I thought he was delivering a used car to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Garagos. The client list included Michael Jackson, Winona Ryder, Scott Peterson, and most recently Jussie Smollett. The actor, remember him? That's the guy who said that he got beat up by some MAGA people. And then he wrote the check himself to pay them. Wrote the check. Did you get it? I said check. CNN representative told the AP that Garagos no longer was a contributor to the network, but didn't specify why. His name was no longer listed on CNN's website as a legal analyst. Kind of hard. That's because it's kind of hard to do live hits or live appearances from jail. In California, a case, Avenatti allegedly misused the client's money to pay his own debts and those of his coffee. Did you know he owned a coffee business? You know, the coffee comes up from Colombia in very large bags. Looks like beans. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Federal prosecutor said he also defrauded a bank by using phony tax returns to obtain millions of dollars in loans. Avenatti allegedly threatened to hold a news conference last week on the eve of Nike's quarterly earnings. And he was really, really going to let people know how much Nike was involved in the school frauds that went down last week. What a, you know what, not a creepy porn lawyer, a slime ball. I like that better. Joe Mancini, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate it when you spend time with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, right? Like or dislike, comment on, don't comment on some of the articles that we post. You know, give us some traction, give us some traffic. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Always appreciate the time that you spend commenting on things. That's always great, too. Let me bring her on, because I always have so much fun when she joins us on the show. Kimberly Moran joins us, as she does every week. I'm sure she may have a few things to say about what took place on Friday. Kimberly, with us.
How are you?
I'm fine. And frankly, more than the news, that Trump is been cleared of this stuff is watching the meltdowns that are happening on the left. I mean, you know, Rachel Maddow crying on the air. Chris Matthews. Just
I heard about it, but I didn't see the video.
Chris Matthews just is this totally same look he had on his face the night Trump got elected. Okay? Just how can he do, how could Mueller do all these investigations, all these subpoenas, all the witnesses, and we got nothing? No, no, he didn't mean that we got nothing. He meant we couldn't impeach Trump with all of this.
Right. Sorry. Excuse me. It's a little bit late and it's a Monday. Yeah. On my zone. They built this. The media and Democrats, they built this.
Yeah.
For 2 years, they've been saying, Trump's going down. He's going down. Mueller's going to get him. He's going to get him. Collusion, collusion, collusion. Russia, Russia, Russia. They built this. And the rest of us who actually paid attention and tried to look at the facts knew there was definitely something sketchy going on when Fusion GPS and the Clinton campaign were involved. But that didn't matter to them.
No.
That meant nothing to them. Nope. Nope. Trump was going down. They fed that lie without any facts to back it up to their listeners, their watchers, their supporters every single day.
You need facts.
And now they're eating crow. How's it taste, left-wing lunatics?
You need facts, really? Is that what are you suggesting they should have facts for these kind of things? Just amazing.
Well, I mean, they're leftist Democrats, so facts don't really matter. But to the rest of us, real, normal-thinking people, they do.
Listen, this was Golden Boy, remember? I mean, this truly was. Mueller was their guy. They were going to pass legislation to protect him and to make sure that the Republicans wouldn't do anything with him or do anything to him. I'm thinking to myself, wow. And now he's Satan's second cousin. You know what I'm saying?
they're going to bring him in and they're going to grill him. Crazy eyes.
That's
shit.
Right. They're going to bring in subpoenas. They're going to subpoena him in. Now they're going to subpoena the AG. They want to find out how he came up with the decision. They're constantly on Trump to stay within the law. And what are they doing? They want the AG to break the law and give them all the information that they're not entitled to. And I'll even go one step further. Shifty Schiff. Look at him. Doesn't he have proof? Hasn't he been saying for, what, a year? He has proof.
Yes.
Well,
he should
bring
resign.
Up the proof, or you should resign, or we should find a charge to bring you up on.
Oh, no. He absolutely... That man has been the king of BS for the past couple of years. And it's been it's not just, I'm just making up some lie. These people have put the country through this, the entire country and the world, by making these false claims before getting any actual evidence, before waiting for until the investigation was over. They continued to make these false claims for 2 years, pitting Americans against each other, completely embarrassing this country to the rest of the world with their bogus claims. Yet they continued without any evidence, without any facts. And yeah, you're right. Schiff was, we know, I've seen it. Nah, nah, nah. I mean, the
nothing.
Man should resign.
Fuck
he
you.
Not
he's
only...
Got nothing.
No, you know? He's got nothing. There was no collusion. The only collusion has been between Democrats and the Clintons and the Russians trying to get some kind of fake collusion going.
I love this. You don't know how much I love this stuff. And not because we nailed him. I'm sitting here going, these guys didn't let it take its course. You want to talk about collusion or interference or obstruction? The Dems, they're running around everywhere talking about the evidence they have. Think about it.
Listen, they did, Democrats and the media. The media plays a huge part in this disgusting display of how little or no standards they have. They pushed this, just like they pushed the bogus Kavanaugh narrative, just like they pushed the bogus Covington kids narrative, the Smollett narrative. They continue to do harm, actual harm, to this country.
Yep.
And they continue to make fools of themselves and their supporters. And the problem is, you would think, finding out that there was no collusion, that they would be happy for the country and that the president wasn't involved in what they claimed he was involved in. You would think, if they loved their country and they loved the American people, that they would be happy about that. But they aren't.
No.
Because it didn't quite work out the way they wanted it to.
Look,
that's how disgusting Democrats are.
An investigation based on a fake dossier.
Yeah.
Right? It was found, it started with Republicans, which is sick in and of itself. They handed it over to Hillary, right? The DNC and Hillary. Then they paid for it. Okay, they sold it to a FISA judge. They lied about it. Period. Right? The FBI didn't vet it. John McCain put. I mean, we can go down a whole list of things that if the shoe was on the other foot and one third of these things were done, right? They'd be screaming at Republicans. They'd be screaming foul from the top of their lungs, wouldn't they?
I want an investigation into all the people who put this dossier together. Everybody, the FISA, everything. That is what should be investigated because there is a severe corruption to our FBI that happened under the Obama administration.
Amen.
Maybe it happened before, but we never saw it to this level where they tried to unseat a sitting president.
Well, more and more people are coming forward now and say, look at Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz. He came forward today and he said, look at CNN banned him for not conforming to just taking on, you know,
bashing. They banned someone else, too, another Democrat who wouldn't do that. They banned him, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's been proved. It's either on their page or you're not. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Ridge going nowhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines, lawyer Michael Avenatti under arrest in New York City. He used to represent porn star Stormy Daniels.
The U.S. Attorney's offices in New York City and Los Angeles filing federal charges against him for extortion, bank fraud, and wire fraud. He's accused of trying to extort $20 million from Nike. He's facing up to 100 years in prison if convicted on all counts. Here's U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman in New York.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
In other news, now that the Mueller report clears President Trump of Russia collusion, the president wants an investigation into the witch hunt.
It lasted a long time. We're glad it's over.
President Trump speaking at the White House where he meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back, and there's no chick-chicky booming going on here, I got to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I just want to get into it. Let's get Kimberly Marin on with me. She's on with me every week. We always kick the week off together, and boy, do you have a lot to play with at this point in time, don't you?
Oh, I could go 24/7 and never stop talking about the lunacy of the left.
You know, it's really funny. You think about this. They were so sure. They were 100% sold out that there was going to be a problem. And now they're nitpicking at the words that the AG used. He really didn't get exonerated. Mueller really didn't give a pass. I was like, are you guys, how did we go from another saying it wasn't always about Russia? Bullpuckies. You know, you're embarrassed, you've been shown to be liars, and now you're doing everything you can in the same face, and all you're doing is digging that grave deeper for yourself. You're just digging it deeper because you're sure that Golden Boy, the guy that you loved so much, that you're going to pass a law to protect him, and now he didn't come out with what you wanted. He wasn't willing to lie for you.
Well, here's the thing. When we've talked about this before, they have created a mob. It's their base of sheep who believe anything they say. It doesn't matter how much of a lie it is. They believe anything they say, and then they will attack when they are basically told to. So they certainly can't disappoint their flock. Right?
Yep.
They've been ginning him up for 2 years saying, oh, we're going to get Trump out. We're going to get him out. Mueller's going to find collusion, and Trump's going to be indicted, and he's going to be impeached. It's going to happen. They've been literally telling their supporters in their base this for 2 years.
Okay.
And now look.
Oh, and it's going to get worse. It's shortly going to get worse for them because there's still two more investigations going on through the White House. Right? I mean, they got DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz, right? He confirmed that there's still two more probes going on. But they're not against Trump. They're looking into the FBI and how right? I mean, how they obtained things, the information they were willing to give out, you know, how that all played in the investigations. You know, you look at,
right.
According to one insider, the FBI and the DOJ stonewalled the House GOP request for McCabe's texts because they didn't want anybody to see what they were doing behind the scenes.
And so this is the problem. Under the Obama administration, remember, that's what people have to remember. If there was any Russians actually interfering in the election in 2016, it was under the Obama administration.
Yep.
People have to remember that. So it did not happen on Trump's watch. And in fact, they didn't even tell him that there might be a possibility of Russians trying to interfere in the election. It happened under Obama's watch, under Obama's FBI, under Obama's DOJ. And now, and then this all comes out afterwards, and we find out how corrupt these departments were under Obama.
Oh, again.
Which many of us knew
for
a while, but we now are finding it out. Like, lots of people are seeing it, but they're forgetting this was all under Obama.
No, they're not forgetting. But to your point, they were investigating him back almost to 2015, and where was Obama in all this? What was he directing or not directing? This all of this happened under his watch. And
Susan Rice was
Trump.
Getting.
Is this great?
Wasn't Susan Rice asking for people to be unmasked?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So there you go, lefties. It was the Obama administration that was colluding and was interfering in the election.
Well,
you know how many Russians made it so Hillary lost? None.
Well, we heard about all these indictments that were even Friday. There's a whole bunch of unsealed indictments that are ready to go. No, actually, there aren't. All right, the information that they're giving is that, what is it, the New York District Court, right, Southern District Court, that's who, I mean, AG's office.
Anything New York, I don't even care.
Right.
Sorry,
they're
anyone
not that
in New
far
York.
From you. They're not that far from you. You never know what that stench is going to, you know, spill over, but anyway.
I have lovely friends that are in New York, but in the city and in upstate. It's not them I'm referring to. It's their political class that's horrific.
Well, listen, I'm glad to see that somebody's actually calling out the DOJ and the FBI, right, that the Inspector General is going to be looking at whether the FBI followed all the legal requirements. Why Lisa Page and Strzok weren't stopped early on, or why that information wasn't put out there? Who would have embarrassed? Oh, the FBI. That's right too. Right.
Right.
Again, you keep looking at this. You keep looking at where everything points, and the only collusion points back to the FBI, the DOJ, and I won't say Mueller, but the Democrats as a whole to hang Trump.
Yep.
You know.
No, and apparently that's perfectly acceptable. I don't get that. I really don't get that. I mean, that's massive corruption right there. That whole thing needs to be investigated.
Yeah. You know, I've said this before, and some people got mad at me, and then a few people today on national news said the same thing. We're going to find out that the Obama administration, not only was it the most corrupt administration since Nixon... Okay, seriously, they ran that place like a Chicago or Boston mafia, all right? I mean, seriously, fell in line or else. And then I think you're going to find out that one of the biggest frauds perpetrated on the American people was the presidency of Barack Obama.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Listen, you know that rep, Jerry Nadler? I think he's from New York as well.
Yes.
He actually made... said something the other day, I don't know if it was over the weekend or what, he said, no president should use executive privilege to shield any wrongdoings. Well, where were you when Obama pulled executive privilege for Eric Holder when it came to Fast and Furious?
Yep.
I'm biting my tongue what I want to call him. Where were you then, buddy? People actually died as a result of Obama and Eric Holder's actions. Where were you then? Most corrupt. I would absolutely agree that the Obama administration was probably the most corrupt ever. Definitely in modern history.
Well, no, this is going to be, this will be a time, and again, here's the problem with all of this, is that the only people really pushing hard in education, teachers, professors, and so on, are what? Left-leaning, right, liberals.
Most of them, yeah.
The books that come out of California, the books that come out of certain places that actually end up in the rest of the country, the history books, they're not going to show this. I guarantee you they won't show this.
Nope.
Right?
No, because I've told you before, I have read some of the history books that they provide or that they use in public, like schools in Chicago. I got them from a, you know, Chicago school teacher. And they were horrifying. They were completely left-leaning, and they glossed over really good parts of history, and but just focused on bad, bad parts and completely showed bias and basically hatred towards the United States. But glossed over all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Really bad. I don't know if we can come back from the left taking over lower education and higher education. I don't know if we can.
We have to hit it hard. We have to get off our butts, get off the couches, get away from Facebook. You educators out there, you need to get back into the schools or, you know, not be afraid to say anything. I know everybody's so afraid they're going to get fired.
No, everybody.
What?
Look at. We know what's going to happen. If people say something, look, I know teachers who are conservative. I know people in all different areas, higher education, right, regular education, unions, etc. They can't say anything because if they do, if they actually voice their opinion that's different from the mob will come after them.
Right.
The mob will get them. We know this is true.
We need to become the mob, okay?
I agree with you.
Big numbers. You know, with the school districts, you need to do, I know some teachers that have done this because during election time, the union comes in, they start laying down on the tables in the
oh, they give all free stuff,
Throw it away. Throw it in the trash. Have a big bonfire at the house, all right? We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break so I can get my heart rate down. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me on the other side of the break. I promise she's going nowhere. Guaranteed. We'll be right back.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jain. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to SecretCancerKiller.com right now. Again, that's SecretCancerKiller.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Song that had a whole different meaning in the 70s, let me tell you. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As we love to do here on the show, we call out our regulars, your regular listeners. And if you are a regular listener, we know who you are. I don't have to come to your house. You know what I'm saying? Because you got it going on. Ray King turns 29 again today. I don't know how many times already, but we always love to sing. Well, I ain't singing, but we'll do this. And no, we won't do this. You know?
Happy birthday, Ray.
Come on, Ray. I know you're old enough to know this song. Everybody sing Ray. Except for you can hear me. Have to take your hands off the wheel. Because if Ray You know, Ray is a truck driver, so we pray for him to be safe out there. We pray for, avoidance. Angels will keep the other cars, the other trucks away from him. And, you know, he sends pictures sometimes of really, really, really bad weather that he's driving in. So, anyway, Ray,
oh my
be
God,
safe.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Stay away from New England. They're not your type of people.
Neither is California.
Well, that's true, too. Kimberly Marin joins me. That's who was you just heard.
Just stay away from the coast, Ray, and you'll be safe.
There you go. Stay in the middle of the country. They're your people. They're our people. Works out great for us. You know? I mean, those people that cling to God, guns, and something else, God only knows. Reality, I guess, is what they cling to as well. All right, Kimberly.
They live reality. They actually live reality. Well, they don't live in a utopia where unicorns shart Skittles.
God. Anyway,
picture that.
It is so true. I mean, these people are sitting down every day. They're sitting at their tables. They don't live in a freaky world. They're not on their iPhones 24/7. You know what I'm saying? They're not over philosophizing things. I mean, what food they have, they put on the table. And, oh, my God, they believe in God and guns? That's disgusting. We need to lock them up as soon as possible. This is how these people
pretty
see
much.
Us, right?
Because the left are filled with religious bigots. I mean, the whole only against Christians, though, of course. They are complete. I mean, I have never seen so much religious bigotry in my entire life than I have in the past 8 years. And it's not against me, because I'm agnostic. But, I mean, although they sometimes try to use it against me, but actual abuse of people for their religious beliefs.
Yep.
That has nothing to do with the job they're doing or whatever. It's disgusting. I mean, I really don't understand. If any of you out there are independents or Democrats, pay attention to what the party is doing. It's horrifying. They are religious bigots. They hate law-abiding gun owners. It doesn't matter that you want to protect your home. They hate choice. Unless it comes to abortion, they don't want choice when it comes to joining a union or not. They don't want choice when it comes to school. You know, it's okay if you're wealthy and you have school choice, but if you're low income and you want to move to a different school district, no, you got to be stuck in that badly run government school.
No, seriously, you're exactly right. It's one of the only government systems where you don't have a choice. You can actually go to jail for not sending your kids to school.
Yes.
You can go to jail for lying about the address that you live at. So that you
oh, my God, that poor woman,
school.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, I'm one for following the rules, and there's ways to get around them. But again, if you think about this, a parent just trying to get their kid to a better school. You know, they make excuses for kids that come over the border, right, with their parents. Oh, the parents are just trying to get them to a better lifestyle. Never, never, never for an inner city parent trying to get their kids into a better school, right?
No, because you cannot, you must keep that child in that public-run school. You must. And it really has nothing to do with the kids. They could care less about the kids. It's about the union coffers, because the unions keep them in business. And I don't have a child in school, so it doesn't affect me one way or the other, right? But these kids are our future. And the Democrat Party is trying to destroy their future in more ways than one, but absolutely with education and not letting kids have school choice and forcing them to stay in a school that isn't serving their needs, or they're being bullied because thanks to the Obama administration, nothing can be done about bullies, or they're just miserable. And Democrats don't care. Sorry, you kids got to stay where we tell you.
I am. When it comes to education, I've been following this and working within this for so long. There's a couple things.
Oh yeah.
Well, some couple things that come to mind. Tell me if you agree with me. Back in the days of Jim Crow, you couldn't teach a black person how to read, because if you taught them how to read, if you educated them, it was against the law. They might be smart enough to find a way to get out of the situation that they were in. So what do? Well, it's distasteful to say you can't teach black people how to read, so let's just decimate the inner city schools. Let's just make sure that these kids are coming out of these schools, Hispanics and blacks mostly, that are coming out of these schools. They can't read. They don't know basic history. They don't know basic sciences or what have you. Right? And then who are they dependent on for the rest of their life?
And they have no future. That's the truly sad part. You're right. They are cradle to grave dependent on the government, and that's what Democrats want. But how miserable is that? How horrifying is that? As a parent, you understand this, and as people who work around children understand this, you want them to have the best future they could possibly have. Why would you work, especially as a political party, to destroy any hopes of a future for these kids because you want political power? It's disgusting.
So did you hear,
it's horrifying.
Did you hear Sarah Sanders come out on the White House lawn today and let them have it?
I did not.
Oh, okay. So let's listen together, because if this is the clip I think it is, it was great. It was wonderful. I mean, God love this woman for having the guts she has.
I want to go through a number of things that I've heard from Democrats in a moment here, but first, what the president said was, talked about an illegal takedown that failed. When will we hear from him today, Sarah?
The president's got a number of meetings today, and...
It's not the right clip. I've got to kill him. You know, if you can find the clip with her, where she comes out on the lawn of the White House and she just starts nailing them for them, supporting Mueller. They were all over him. They wanted to protect him, and she just lays it out piece by piece by piece. It was really great. And then Beto came out, what was it, over the weekend? I don't even know. What should we call him? Come on, we have to have a
Beta male?
Beta male. Does male? You really going to use male for him?
Beta pajama boy? I don't know. Beta pajama boy, dipwad.
All right.
I heard him for the first time this weekend speaking.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he?
I was dumbfounded that anyone actually thinks he should be ahead of anything. I mean, I wouldn't have him be head of dog catcher department in my town.
He came out and said that over the weekend that there was unmitigated proof that Trump colluded with the Russians. This is how sick these people, this is how they can't get past this. And again, this scares me. If you think about this, I mean, don't take anything else that they've done. Just take the Mueller investigation and how sure they were how the outcome that this was going to be. Matter of fact, most of them wouldn't even investigate it. They were so sure as to what was going to happen, they would have just appeased the president and got it over with, okay? And then he comes out, he doesn't give them anything that they want, right? And they're going nuts again. This is shades of the 2016 election all over again, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, Hillary just lost again tonight.
And here, I've got an idea. I've been saying this all week long. Let's just go ahead. Let's focus every other investigation on Hillary Clinton and the Hillary Foundation, and I'll tell you why. What did Hillary say? If he got in, okay, he was going to indict me, and I will take down half of D.C. Right?
Let's do it.
The work. See?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Take him down.
Let her do all the work and say, Hillary, we're coming after you. Maybe we can make a deal. What kind of names you want to put on the table? Because I'll tell you what, I'm okay. I would let her go. How much time has she got left, really? All right? I would let her go if I could get the names I wanted to get out of her. Somebody give her the note.
If she could take down half of D.C. and we could, get the trash truck and just remove them all, I'm good with that. I don't care what side. I am so 100% good with that.
Yep.
I think that would be fantastic.
No. And
give us the names, honey.
No, we
I would donate to that cause.
Hey, I heard today, I don't know how true this is, but Twitter is... has hired some Sharia law experts so that they will be able to... we run out of time. I'm going to hit this in the next hour, though. Hey.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear about this one. Conservative IND on Twitter, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and GraniteCrock.com.
All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Guess who's going to be on with us next hour? Tom Delbert Carr will be with us. We're going to go more into Mueller's report and just the left losing it. We may have to protect ourselves against them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit.